Every demonstration I have was first a mental concept. This is Dr. Hervé Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Every demonstration I have first was a mental concept. No matter what dreams I have, no matter what desires I have, no matter what goals I have, first it becomes a mental concept. First it becomes something I think about, something I put into my mind as an idea that I'd like to have or that I'd like to know about. What is it that a demonstration is that I might have recently had? Well, I'm in preparation for giving a series of seminar talks here on the Easter seminar on the resurrection. Now, the resurrection talks are rather important, dynamic, vital talks. They're talks about what the resurrection is from my point of view, and how the resurrection, as Jesus taught it, was something that we could all enjoy. Well, now, first I had a thought, and that was the thought. It was to be a mental idea. It was to be an idea that I had in my mind first, a mental concept. And then, rather than thinking about it and taking my ideas and watering them down, I have this a few little outline notes. And then I give the talk to the seminar. And as I give the talk to the seminar, I listen to the divine within me, and I reveal what the divine within me says, and exactly to my point of view. Now, if I were to write the talk and prepare the talk, I'd be listening to the same divine within me, coming up with the same ideas that I come up as I give the talk. And as I give the talk, what beautiful new revelations come out. It's an exciting adventure. It really is an exciting masterpiece of understanding. Now, as I walk my meditation path in the morning before giving these talks, I say, this seminar on the resurrection, will be one of the greatest seminars I've ever given. The divine in me will speak uninhibitedly, revealing what the resurrection means to me, revealing what the resurrection means to the divine in me. And I will speak openly and clearly and precisely, and all of the ideas I have will be unique and special. They'll be designed just for the people who are listening and just for the people who will listen, because it is a very special program, something very dramatic and very dynamic. And from that point of view, everything that I say will be something important, something that everyone who listens to it will find a great deal of joy and awareness out of it. So, every demonstration I have first was a mental concept. I wanted to have a beautiful Mercedes 450 SL. And I put the thought into motion for a couple of years, actually. And nothing came of it. Then one day, I thought, hey, I'm going to have it, but it doesn't matter anymore. It really isn't that important. And then the church in the Imperial Valley said to me, Herb, we want you to have a good car. We want you to have the best car you can have. And I thought the church was in a limited budget, so I didn't want them to spend money on my car. So I said, well, the only car I'll accept is a Mercedes 450 SL. Well, lo and behold, they went out and got me a Mercedes 450 SL. I put the thought in motion. I released it. Whether I got it or not wasn't really important, but I let it happen. It was a mental concept manifested as a physical item. And that's kind of nice. It's kind of nice when you learn to let go and let the divine reveal these things and carry these things out. Then the magic can really take place. These are what happens when every demonstration I have first was a mental concept. Now, what sort of mental concept is important in my life? Whatever is important, I learn how to release it and let it go, and then up it comes. What a wonderful way to go. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.